Chapter 18 of Revelation. Listening time is approximately 10 minutes.
So let's begin with chapter 18. Well, as you can see, we're getting near the end of the tribulation, because 18 is where God is going to destroy the Antichrist kingdom, that eighth kingdom. Do you remember, again, the prophecy in Daniel about this statue, where he showed about the gold head, the whole thing that showed all those empires? Then this stone cut out, not by man, was cast down, hit the toes, crashed them out, and the whole thing collapsed. Who is that rock?
Jesus.
Right. Remember, he's called the rock, rock of our salvation. See, all these things fit together in the Bible. Once you start getting at it, it really makes a lot of sense. And that's what it's talking about here. He'll come back and take care of that. Verses 1 through 3.
After all this, I saw another angel come down from heaven with great authority, and the earth grew bright with his splendor. He gave a mighty shout, "Babylon the Great is fallen. She has become a den of demons, a haunt of devils, and every kind of evil spirit. For all the nations have drunk the fatal wine of her intense immorality. The rulers of the earth have enjoyed themselves with her, and businessmen throughout the world have grown rich from all her luxurious living."
These are things that are shared from chapter 17. Anything new there? Who do you think this angel is going to be? Do you think it's a literal angel?
This is another angel. So.
Okay. Angels do God's work and God's people.
The angel, then it would be God.
It'd be Jesus, right. Who is the messenger angel, the main messenger angel? Gabriel.
Yeah.
How about Michael, the archangel Michael? What is his major role? Who does he work with and who does he protect? He's a defender of Israel and the Jewish people. And Gabriel's the announcer. We see him all the time announcing. Came to Mary and Joseph, didn't he? Announced the birth. When the angels came to the shepherds, I believe Gabriel was one of those. He's the announcer. He's also referred to as the trumpet of God. Remember, trumpets announce. Now he said that this Babylon is fallen. The great city is fallen. If the city falls, then of course the beast is going to fall too, right? Because basically what it's saying is like Washington is done away with. Washington's being destroyed. Whether it's actual Rome or the Vatican and Rome together. In other words, we could say the Antichrist kingdom is starting to collapse. Would that be a good way to say it? And the people are going to be hurt who have lived off this empire. Those that were close to these people in power have made a lot of money. All this happens in 1 hour of one day. Didn't take God a long time. This angel was given authority from God, and he's illuminated by his splendor, and he spoke, which is basically a repeat of some of the things that were in chapter 17 I've already mentioned. How about verses 4 through 8? We have some words of grace.
Then I heard another voice calling from heaven, "Come away from her, my people. Do not take part in her sins, or you will be punished with her. For her sins are piled as high as heaven, and God is ready to judge her for her crimes. Do to her as she has done to you and more. Give double penalty for all her evil deeds. She brewed many a cup of woe for others. Give twice as much to her. She has lived in luxury and pleasure. Match it now with torments and with sorrows. She boasts, I am queen upon my throne, and I am no helpless widow. I will not experience sorrow. Therefore, the sorrows of death and mourning and famine shall overtake her in a single day, and she shall be utterly consumed by fire, for mighty is the Lord who judges her."
Basically, what is God telling his people? Now get the picture. These are the people who have gotten saved during this tribulation time and have not been killed. They're still alive. There will be some people who survive through this.
For them to go with them.
Not only to go with him, but to get away from what?
The sin.
True.
The leaders.
But literally, he's saying, get your butt out of town. If you're in Rome or around in that area, get out of there.
Where would you go?
You just get away. It's going to be like a Sodom and Gomorrah destruction or whatever. I don't know. But he's basically saying, flee.
He's going to tell you where to go?
I think they just have to get out of the way for a while.
Oh.
Getting away from the center of evil there.
It's getting to the point where you wouldn't know where to go when there wasn't evil.
If now you will win
it. Well, what he means is the headquarters.
Oh.
Get out of Washington. Okay. That's what he's saying. Get out of the city of Seven Hills. If you happen to be around there, just get out of there. We call us the words of grace, and we have a different voice from heaven. God speaks to his people. He warns them to get out of the area, those who are saved and still alive on the earth. God always gives notice to his people. Always. Verses 9 through 20. People are going to lament the destruction that they've witnessed. These are God's people or the others. Who's going to lament? Well, let's find out. Verse 9.
And the kings of earth who have committed fornication and lived not to see with her shall bewail her and lament for her. And when they shall see the smoke of her burning, standing afar off for the fear of her torment, saying, alas, alas, that great city, Babylon, that mighty city, for in 1 hour is thy judgment come. And the merchants of the earth shall weep and mourn over her, for no man buyeth their merchandise anymore. The merchandise of gold and silver and precious stones, and of pearls and fine linens and purple and silk and scarlet and all wood and all manner vessel of ivory and all manner vessels of most precious wood and of brass and iron and marble and cinnamon, hors d'oeuvres and ointments, frankincense and wine and oil and fine flour and wheat and beasts and sheep and horses and chariots and slaves and souls of men. And the fruits that thou shalt lust after are departed from thee, and all things which were dainty and goody are departed from thee, and thou shalt find them no more at all. The merchants of these things which were made rich by her.
What you've just read in verses 9 through 20 has a lot of descriptions about oil and wood and gems and all these sort of things. Of course, they could be literally that, but it's really figurative for all the things of the economy. They're lamenting over their cars, their bank account, their furniture, their homes, jewelry, all their possessions. That's really what it means. It's very interesting, but what do we place our value on? Our possessions or our lives and the lives of those around us? You notice they're not lamenting. And lamenting simply means to be weeping over or being very sorry for, being very, very upset. They're not upset for the loss of life, but they're upset because of the loss of possessions, of materialism. These are the unsaved people, those who have been shaking their fists at God day and day and month, and even these last few years of the tribulation. Chapter 18 ends with verses 21 through 23. The Antichrist has the blood of Christians on his hands. Then a mighty angel picked up a boulder as large as a great millstone. He threw it into the ocean and shouted, Babylon, the great city, will be thrown down as violently as I have thrown away the stone, and she will disappear forever. Never again will the sound of music be heard there. No more harps, songs, flutes, or tambourines. There will be no industry of any kind, and no more milling of grain. Her nights will be dark without a single lamp. There'll be no happy voices or birds and grooms. This will happen because her merchants, who were the greatest in the world, deceived the nations with her sorcery. In her streets, the blood of the prophet was spilled. She was the one who slaughtered God's people all over the world. So God is showing why this is happening. I know it's terrible to watch these things happen, but the church more than likely will see this destruction. But don't forget of all the destruction that evil has caused, and now finally it's coming back on evil
and for those who have been part of this evil plan of Satan through the Antichrist and the false prophet.